What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, March 26th. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to these sim results as we get closer to lock. Finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. This is going to be a really ridiculous one on DraftKings. Buckle up. Montrezl Harrell, Marcus Smart, James Wiseman, Kemba Walker, and Kendrick Nunn are on the outside looking in. There are weirder names in the top five. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It's time to find out. First up at number five, we're going all the way up. Point guard James Harden. He's 10-8. He's also questionable. Projected for 61. The goal is 59.8, so he's hitting his goal more frequently than a coin flip. He's in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. You know what you're getting out of James Harden when there's no Kyrie and no Kevin Durant. 1.66 fantasy points per minute, 37 minutes in this game, 34% usage, 30 points, 11 assists, 8.5 boards. It's a pace down spot against Detroit, but let's be clear here. It doesn't matter. We know what James Harden does when there are no other stars on the floor, and if he's playing today, unload on James Harden. It's a very easy play to make. If he's out, get ready. There's going to be a lot of Brooklyn Nets to recommend. Next up at number four, we're grabbing some value. That's small forward, power forward eligible Trevor Ariza. He's 3,400, projected for 19. The goal is 34. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. I think Ariza is going to see pretty sizable minutes. We don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to play. Miami shipped a couple guys out for the deadline, so they are a little bit shorthanded. And it seems like Ariza is having no problem playing these minutes. I gave him 28. Now, he's a 0.7 fantasy point per minute guy in this situation. It's a complete pace neutral spot against Charlotte. The matchup is just sort of totally irrelevant to me. 8.5 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, an assist. It's not a sexy stat line. But Trevor Ariza, with multi-position eligibility at a price that's only $400 above the minimum, this is the kind of value play you're going to need in order to pay up elsewhere. I think we're going to get a lot of value coming out throughout the day, so I think Trevor Ariza will fall, but for right now, that's a guy that you have to have your eye on. Next up at number three, we've got shooting guard, small forward eligible Dwayne Bacon. Yes, we are making Bacon. 4,800, projected for 26. The goal is 38. He's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. Orlando shipped out half of their team. They have 9 active bodies today. 8 if Terrence Ross is out. He is currently questionable. So Bacon's going to play 34 minutes, basically like a 1.75-ish fantasy point per minute guy. He'll get some usage. He's basically points only, 16.5 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. It's a slight pace down spot against the Portland Trailblazers, but that's not really why we're here. You could roster him at guard, forward, utility, shooting guard, and small forward. He's under 5K and should play well north of 30 minutes. Somebody's got to play and somebody's got to soak up some usage for Orlando. Why wouldn't it be Dwayne Bacon? Speaking of unfun shooting guard, small forward plays, that would be Sterling Brown. Same eligibility as Dwayne Bacon, projected for 26.4 fantasy points. He's also 4,800. 39 is the goal. 23% chance of being in the optimal lineup. I think Sterling Brown plays 32 minutes. We have no Victor Oladipo. Clearly a bunch of other guys out for Houston right now. It's basically a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. Only he's sort of like the opposite of Dwayne Bacon. A lot less points here. 15% usage, so 11 points. 6 boards, though. 2 assists. You get into the steal game a little bit. But he's got the pace up matchup against a terrible Minnesota defense. So the pace and the matchup significantly better for Brown, but you still get that shooting guard, small forward, guard forward, utility eligibility. Both Brown and Bacon really help to make your lineups work because of their positional flexibility. One of them's probably going to be truly dreadful. Maybe both of them are truly dreadful, but they look like really nice values right now. Enough that they're the number 2 and number 3 plays on the day for me. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get the updates to my sim results. That's not going to happen tonight. I am not going to be playing this slate. I'm heading out of town for the next couple days. So this is it. Contenders, you got to take it as it is, but I'll be back again Monday with contenders, and that's why you should follow me. And finally, hop into the comments section. Let me know who your favorite and least favorite contenders are, but if you've got a contender that didn't show up on the list, let me know who your favorite contender is for today. Don't even know if he's going to play today, but number one contender, point guard eligible, Dennis Smith Jr. He's 4,600, projected for 27. The goal is 38. Optimal lineup, 26% of the time. Now, he is questionable, but DeLon Wright got shipped out. And Dennis Smith Jr. is likely to be the starting point guard if he is healthy. That's my assumption. That's what we saw previously. I'm only giving him 26 minutes, so I think that I'm being at least a little bit pessimistic. 21% usage, 11 points, 5 assists, 3.5 rebounds. It's basically a pace neutral spot against Brooklyn, maybe a slight tick up. Not the best defense in the world, that's for sure. Look, we're trying to find value everywhere we can, whether it's Smith or Brown or Bacon. Here's the key piece that I want everybody to understand. Dennis Smith Jr. is the most frequent guy to be in the optimal. But if I just sum this up, there's the total of Smith, Brown, and Bacon is 70%. That means that there's like 0.7 of those guys will be in the optimal. That's like not even one of those three is likely to be there. That's how crazy today's slate is. With 11 games on the slate, you just want the best plays. You want the most frequency as much as you can do it. But a lot of these guys are going to be ultra low owned. You're going to be able to find things that other people don't have. It's a difficult slate. There's going to be a ton of news, and we're coming out of the trade deadline. But for right now, Dennis Smith Jr. is the number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, March 26th. Process Show is already in the books. Go check that out. Strategy Show with Greg Ehrenberg at 10. Go watch that. I'm not on anything else, but you should watch everything we've got today because it's going to be a doozy of a slate. And then I'm done for the weekend. I'll be back again Monday morning with another edition of Contenders. So good luck tonight, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you Monday.